Blackstone Audio presents Pipe Dreams by Serena Bowen. This book is read by Nicole Zanzarella and Rock Engel. This book is for Jen Gaffney, who has encouraged me from the very beginning. Book bloggers are priceless champions. Thank you. 1. Brooklyn, New York, April 2016. The first time Lauren Williams ever drank a shot of whiskey in front of her boss was the night the Brooklyn Bruisers clinched a playoffs berth for the first time since Nate Kattenberger bought the team. It was 10 o'clock, and the game against Pittsburgh had just rolled into its first overtime period. The dozen or so people in Nate's private box were tense, leaning forward in their plush seats, waiting to learn what fate had in store for the franchise. The pundits had said it couldn't be done, that a young team with a new coach couldn't coalesce to advance into the postseason. Freaking pundits. A lifetime of hockey upsets had taught Lauren not to trust them. Still, when team captain Patrick O'Doul buried a slap shot in the corner of the net, securing their victory, her breath caught in her throat. "No," gasped her poor, bruised heart. "Yes," shrieked the fans. That's when Lauren walked straight over to the bar at the side of the team owner's private box and poured herself two fingers of scotch. Neat. Lifting it, Lauren drained her shot. Not that anyone noticed her sudden affinity for whiskey. The rest of the VIPs in the room rushed over to congratulate her boss. It was a big moment for the young billionaire who owned the team. A great moment. And somewhere deep inside her creaky soul, Lauren was happy for him. But this was a disaster for her. Lauren forced herself to walk over and look down at the rink where the players were celebrating.